Thank you very much, brothers and sisters, for an opportunity to speak a few words about Jesus Christ. I just love to speak about Jesus Christ. You could talk about many things in life that's in the world today, and some of them might give you pleasure and some of them might not give you pleasure. But I find no matter where I go or what I'm doing, if someone's speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ, I get a great buzz out of it. Probably the most exciting thing that I do in life is to go to a gospel meeting. That's just the way I am. If I met you on the street, if I met you traveling in a plane, if I met you in a railway station, or if I met you perhaps in a farmyard in Ireland, the greatest conversation that we could have was a conversation about our souls, where mine's going and where's yours going. That would be my greatest conversation. And sometimes, you know, I meet people on taxis and I meet people in different places and I talk to them. And when I come away from them, sometimes I'm despondent. I haven't got my story across sufficiently to please me. And when I come away like that, I'm rather upset with myself, maybe even slightly depressed, to think that I had an opportunity. I wasn't able to put it over. The other few months back, I was reading at home. And this is, I'm going to go back now to where I was reading at home. This is what I was reading at home, right? And James 4 down near the end, and it says here in James 4 down near the end, it says that, for what is your life? That's a question. For what is your life? What is your life? What is your life? It is even a vapor. This is what James is telling us. Our life is a vapor that appeareth. It appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. That's what our life is. Our life is a vapor that appeareth for a little time. If we go back a couple of verses before that, he tells us, for there is one law who is able to save and to destroy, to save and to destroy, two opposites. Who art thou that judgest another? Go to now, ye that say, today, tomorrow, we will go into such a city, we'll go into LA, let's say, and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Then the little verse comes in, for what you ought to say tomorrow, if you will, if you can, if the Lord allows you to do so. So when you wake up in the morning, the first thoughts that you have life in your nostrils, you should be thankful to God that you're breathing, that you have life. That's the first thing you should do. Then God says, if you have life, you can go and make gain. But thank God, first of all, for life, because life is a vapor that appeareth just for a little time, and then it disappears away. The next reading at home when I was reading, I then went to Galatians, and I was in Galatians here, and Galatians 3 and 25 tells us, but after that faith has come, ye are no longer under the schoolmaster. The schoolmaster is the law, the commandments. That's the schoolmaster. So once faith has come in, like as we have two opposites here in James, to save and to destroy, two opposites. So here we have saved and lost. Saved and lost. Lost, we're born that way. We're born under the law. But Galatians is telling us here, but no longer are we under the law. Why? Because we're under Christ. If we're under Christ, if we're saved, then we're under the blood. The blood of Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. All sin. All sin. Does all mean all sin? All sin. So we're either under the law or we're under the blood. Which one are you under? I'm under the blood. I have put my faith in Christ. I know my sin's forgiven. I have peace with God. I have a home in heaven. Yes, I'm here with you now because I'm in this body. But once I leave this body, and I tell guys at home, and maybe you think of me silly, life is a little bit like a Coke can. You know, everybody knows what a Coke can is. You pop the cork and it's full of fizz, and so are you when you're young. But life is like a vapor. And as you shake the Coke can and drink the Coke can, it's not long till the fizz has gone out of it. And so is life. Look at the gray hairs. The fizz is gone out of my life. Not so fizzy anymore, right? So when your can is finished, you toss it aside. Well, usually into a litter bucket. But you toss your can aside, a little bit like the vessel I'm living in. One day this vessel will be tossed aside. It'll be put in a box, if it's fortunate. It'll be buried in the ground. If it's not, maybe scattered over so many miles or something because of a disaster or something like that when we're traveling. But if the body's found, it'll be buried. It'll be over. This life will be finished. Just a little bit like a Coke can. You know, but where do you stand? If the fizz should go out of your life. The fizz, have you got a time when you can say, sorry, 2016, maybe near the end, I put faith in Jesus Christ. I have a time, I have a place, and I have a way. Three things you need. Let me talk to you a minute. In a nursing home, after the gospel meeting, one Sunday night, just gone 014, 015, visiting a lady, 94, 95 years old. Annie was her name. And I was pumped, you know, with the gospel meeting. Such a great meeting, you know. I was pumped. You know, we pumped. You ever pumped? Well, I was pumped. And I goes into Annie, and I says, Annie, look at me. There, look, my hands. I says, nailed. Nailed by the hands and the feet to the cross. For who? For me. For me, Annie. He was nailed there. I had knew her for some time. I took her to gospel meeting. She never made a profession to me. She never told me she was where she stood in life. I was concerned for her soul. Look at me, Annie. Shed his blood for me. I quoted a verse to her after that, Galatians 4 and 16. Am I therefore now your enemy because I've told you the truth? That's what I said to her. Am I therefore now your enemy, Annie, because I've told you the truth? 95 years old. She looked at me and I looked at her, into her eyes, and she looked into my eyes because it was closer now. She shook her head like this. I'm not your enemy. She says, no. Little grunt, no. Can you tell me where, when, and how you got saved? She shook her head and she says, I would have to think about it. I give her that liberty. I give her that liberty. At 95 years old, your mind is not so sharp. But she had the faith. She had the faith to say, I accepted Christ. Do you have that faith? Do you have that faith? Do you have a time? Would you have a time? Because your life's slipping away. Like the steam out of a kettle. It's slipping away. You may say, oh, I'm only 30. I remember when I was 30. It's not so long ago. And the older I get, the quicker the days pass by. You know, pretty soon maybe I'll be coming here in a cemetery. That's if the Lord allows me to come at all. Do you know what I mean? But to be saved is the greatest gift that a man can have, or a woman. Greatest gift, to know your sins forgiven, to know peace with God. That's the greatest gift. That's the greatest. And while I'm talking to people, on trains, on buses, on planes, because I talk a lot, right? When I'm talking to them, I used to say, have you got faith? And they say, oh, yeah, I've got faith. Oh, yeah, I've got faith. They've all got faith, but what's their faith in? Their good works? Is there faith in their good works? Is there faith in their paying, or their faith in their praying? Is there faith in Mary? No. Is there faith in Buddha? Is it Muhammad? What's their faith in? You see? And that's why sometimes when I ask them, did they have faith? I came away negative to the conversation. So I sat and I scratched my head as I read here. You know, the conversation should have been, are you covered in the blood of Christ? That should have been my conversation. Have you accepted the blood of Christ? Because he's the only one that shed his blood for sin. Without the shedding of the blood, there's no remission for sins. Christ once shed his blood for us all. God is happy with that. We have to accept that or we'll never be in heaven. We can't go any other way to heaven. We can't get in any other way. So when you boil it down, when you boil it down to preach the gospel must be preached with the blood of Christ, or there's no power in it. You could preach about other things and they're there, but men can escape around them. Men can say, I have faith. Men can say, I believe. Men can say, yeah, I'm okay, good works, but won't get you in. One thing to get you into heaven is the blood of Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Perfect. What do we sing? Behold, a spotless victim dies. Christ alone, a spotless victim, died on the cross for me, a sinner. I accepted that. I acknowledged that. I was challenged by the Holy Spirit at a funeral. The Holy Spirit will challenge you. What you do with the Holy Spirit depends where you'll spend eternity. If you accept, maybe you're challenged right here. That's why we prayed that the Holy Spirit would be here. If the Holy Spirit's challenging you, all you got to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner, save me. And that's salvation. You'll feel the power of God coming into your life through the Holy Spirit. You'll feel a change in your life. How do you know that? I knew that. I was 35 years old. If you're 5 years old, you mightn't feel such a change. But I was 35 years old. I knew what sin was. I had sin. I lived in sin. But when I met Jesus Christ and asked, do you know, it was like a burden had fallen off my back, like it rolled away. Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Bring your sin. That's what he wants you to do. You may say, maybe I haven't got that many sins. I was a pretty good fella. Well, maybe so, but he says, all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. That's the thing. So life, it's like a vapor. It appears for just a few minutes. Then it's gone. Where? The question's, where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend it? Before the vapor of life passes. Before eternity, before the grasp of death closes on you. Before your nostrils release the last gasp of air out of your body. Will you know that your soul is safe with Christ? Covered by the shed blood? Condemned, not condemned by the law. The law is out. The blood covers, the law's out, and you're free from the law. Free from the law under the blood. That's why Christ's perfect sacrifice for sins forever, that God accepted of his Son at Calvary when he shed his blood, when he was nailed to the tree for your sins and for mine, when God covered the scene in darkness from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, there God laid on Jesus Christ my iniquities, your iniquities. All our iniquities were laid on Jesus Christ in that 3 hours of darkness. Now God wants us to recognize what he has done for us. He wants us to say, you know, he wants us to say, Lord God, that's enough for me. Christ died, shed his blood for my sins. That's enough for me. You maybe say to yourself, I can't keep it. I can't keep it either. Who can keep it? Just like I told you, the blood covers all the law. The blood covers all the law. You may say, I've failed. The blood covers all the law. I'm not saying that you should be saved and live as you please. What I'm saying is you should be saved and live as the love in your heart leads you before God. The love in your heart for what he has done for you. The love in the heart how he has suffered for you. The love in your heart for removing the sins that he has removed. The punishment that would came upon you. Hell and the lake of fire. Great white throne in the judgment seat of Christ, where you'll be judged according to your sins and cast from hell into the lake of fire with a body that burneth forever. That is what is left for those who are under the law. But be under the blood. Be under the blood. Know Christ's blood. How simple can it be? The Holy Spirit's here. Are you willing? Is today the day? It says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Are you coming? Come now. Come, weary one, burdened with sin. Bring your sins to Jesus. He'll take them all away. May the Lord bless his word. We'll have a word of prayer and maybe sing a hymn. Lord God and Heavenly Father, we bow before thee and we in thy presence, and we thank thee, Lord, for the blood of thy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee for Calvary. We thank thee, Lord, that it was well-pleasing to thee that thou did accept thy Son. Thou did accept the sacrifice for sinners. No more altar, Lord. No more lamb, no more sheep, no more goats, Lord. But only and through the perfect blood of the Lord Jesus Christ we enter into thy presence. And we give thee thanks that we will one day glory with thee in heaven. Glory with thee and sing redemption songs at that great throne, Lord, where thou dost sit with thy Son. We give thee thanks for this. We ask thy blessing. We pray for those, Lord, that are moved, that they may be moved and accept, that they may accept the blood, Lord, no sins forgiven, that they may come back, Lord, and praise thee, that they may be baptized and added on to thee, Lord. This we ask. We give thee thanks for all these things. In the name of thy beloved Son, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.